Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Njato.
Yes, Babalo.
How are you, Papa?
I'm fine. I'm fine. No problem yourself?
No, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. Welcome
Yes.
back.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Good morning, Zolisa and Dennis. How are you?
Good morning, Chairperson.
Morning. How are
Good morning.
you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, my dear. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, my voice was gone for quite some time. I was very sick with this heat.
Okay. Sure.
Hey. But with God's grace, I'm here now. I'm alive and kicking.
Oh, that's good. I was experiencing the same. You're the coughing, Che. I
Yo.
don't. And you are not sick. You go to this X-ray. You don't do blood testing. Nothing but you're coughing.
No, I was scared. I thought now it got me the COVID.
COVID. Same.
People are getting COVID, two COVID, four COVID.
Yes.
What I was. No. I survived COVID-19. Now this
Yeah.
small COVID.
Yeah.
No, it can't be. But
Fine,
otherwise,
that's good.
fine.
Okay.
Hi there, Dennis. I'm not going to say honorable because we are not yet in the official meeting.
Well, morning,
Congratulations.
Chairperson. How are you?
Suga. Why I'm saying Dennis, you say Chairperson.
Sorry, man. My apologies. Dear lady, good morning. Lovely to hear from you.
Good to
I
hear
had my
from
turn
you.
of being sick about 2 months ago. It also kept me down for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I remember your voice was hoarse and I
Yeah,
was
I'm gonna
like,
need to move from where I am. Sorry, I'm gonna have to break this short.
okay. All right, no, it's fine. Who else is here? Babalo, is Nkosi here? Let me check the participants. Honorable Njati, who else is here?
Honorable Dudoit is here as a person.
Funny, how are you?
Honorable Chair, very well, thank yourself.
You also say chair. I'm trying to be casual. Before we start with our official
Taking the
meeting.
protocol check.
Yeah.
We know
Oh.
you. You might as well say it best respectful when I call you on your name.
No, but we are not yet in the official meeting. You know, I also don't mind about those things. I'm the Keledi, that's it. It's my name.
Okay, no, 100% then.
Okay, you're
Thank
fine.
you. Yes, thank you, Dickie Lady.
Who's this Lubabalo? Parliament or is the communication? I see 19, Parliament Streamer 19.
Yes,
I
I think
see.
it's for
Okay.
the YouTube.
Mletsan, where is he? We're about to start now. 3 minutes to go.
I'm sure you will join us anytime from now, Chair.
And Mama Rahani, you haven't accepted her yet?
Yes, Chairperson, not yet, Chair.
Okay. Let me check on them.
Okay, thank you. Hello, sir.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson,
Honorable Kosikin.
You can take over, yes, and Honorable Mama Rahane, we have formed the forum, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable members on the platform. Let me take this opportunity to welcome you back from the constituency period. I know that the constituency period doesn't really mean that you're taking a time off from your work. It's just an addition from what we are doing here.
It's 10 hours.
More work, more work, more work all the time. We are going to deal today, as you have seen and received the documents last week, with four reports and one set of minutes. Hopefully, members have done what we usually do or expected them to do. They have sent their amendments or additions or comments to the secretariat so that they can be considered in this meeting. Thank you very much. I know that there's one member who has done that. And if there are others, the secretariat will inform us as we go on. Feel free to participate in the meetings and let's strive, or as we usually do, to work as a team. And I will ask now Lubabalo or Estelle to help me with the second item, which is apologies, I think. Lubabalo?
Yes, Chairperson. Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning, Chair, and to members and colleagues. Chairperson, we received only one apology from Honorable Karim, Chairperson. Honorable Karim is unable to join the meeting, Chair, because of other commitments. Thank you.
Okay. No apology that you have received, Estelle? So there's no other apology. Well, I'm hoping that the Honorable Muletsane will be attending, will be joining us. He doesn't make a mistake. When he does not attend, he usually gives an apology. Maybe he's still struggling, but hopefully he will.
I'm present, by Chair.
Chairperson,
yes. It's Eunice.
Okay.
I explained to you my situation that I'll be here until maybe 10 to 11. So I'll be here till then. And unfortunately, after that, I'm out. I apologize for that, both to you and to Sean Jadu yesterday. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you, Honorable Karim. Your apology has been presented and accepted in the meeting formally. Can we go to the first set of the first draft report? The report is that of October 2022. Why is it dated #?
Okay, if I may, we normally put it this way when we are not certain about the date, so that now that we know it, today is the 12th, we'll put the correct date, Chairperson.
Because it was still a draft, it's not yet a report. That's why you can't write the report. You'll only write the report after it has been adopted. Okay. Let's go number one. I think you have highlighted where members have made the additions. You'll stop there. Let's go on page one. Let's move. On page two, three, that is four, and fries. And six. Members, you can stop us if there's anything that you want to amend or add. What page is this? The Babalo? On what page are we?
Page 8, Chapter 7.
8, okay, let's go to page 9. There you are, 7.10. I think this is the proposal by Honorable Ryder. Secretariat, can you go through the edition, which is now going to be 7.10 instead of 7.97?
Thank you, Chairperson. The edition reads as follows. The committee, as is National Treasury, the Department of Human Settlements, and the Provincial Department tasked with spending these allocated funds to remember that these are not merely numbers and targets, but that these are in fact the lives of people that they are dealing with. The people who rely the most on government support for their quality of life. As such, the committee urges all bureaucrats to seek ways in which to ensure that funds are spent promptly and in the most cost-effective manner in ways designed to enhance the lives of the people living in informal settlements.
Okay. Is there any member who wants to come into to this edition from Honorable Ryder? I think we usually have such recommendations just to make sure that here we were talking about the National Treasury Department of Human Settlements, and you know my screen is not okay here. I can't see the whole paragraph. I see the hand of Honorable Detoit.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I support the amendments by Honorable Ryan.
The addition, thank you. Who else? Who wants to come in on the addition? There's no harm. I think this is what we usually do.
Okay.
Honorable Njatu.
Yes, Chair. On the basis that the amendment or the addition is a focus point, that the service delivery is a focus on human beings, and on those basis, the addition is no harm. It is a legitimate addition. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Let's move. Thank you, Honorable Ryder, for that addition. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the report?
I move.
Who's that? Honorable, I move. Kima?
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Pilot, how are you? I didn't greet you this morning.
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Honorable Ocampo is moving. Can I get a seconder?
A second, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mama Rahani. The next report. Okay. Let's move with this draft report, which was talking about the expenditure and performance of the learners. With what? I can't see here. My screen is it's not full.
Okay, the title reads as follows, Chairperson: Report of the Select Committee on Appropriations on the Expenditure and Performance of the Learners with Profound Intellectual Disabilities. and math, science, and technology grant as at the end of the fourth quarter of the 2021-2022 financial year and the first quarter of the 2022-2023 financial year.
Okay, thank you. The main focus is on the expenditure and performance of the grant. Let's move, honorable members. Next page, Lubabalo. Page 3. And page 4. Let's move to page 5. And page 6. And page 7. Mr. D is page 8. Page 9. And page 10. Page 11. Page 4. I mean page 12 on recommendations. There you go, 8.8, or is it 8 or 8.8? Has it now changed to 8.6, 8.7, now it's 8.8, okay? A little bit higher, move a little bit higher, okay? Can you read the addition on the recommendations?
The committee wishes to stress that the funds allocated are clearly desperately needed by the intended beneficiaries, and that the responsible departments should always have the interest of these beneficiaries most in their priorities as they perform their daily tasks.
Thank you, Honorable Ryder.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Yeah, this sounds like a pedestrian addition, but it's similar to the last one. I just feel that it's important because some of the comments that were made in the presentations indicated that there wasn't sufficient realization that these funds were being spent on the people that rely on government most. And I just felt that we really need to emphasize the fact that the beneficiaries at the end of the day need to be the center of focus for the departments that are dealing with these issues. And it shouldn't be about, achieving other things or focusing on other things. Really, this is why government exists. And this is why I thought adding this additional recommendation was important, sending a message to the departments that they need to focus specifically on. You know, I think at this stage of the war, getting any money allocated from Treasury is you know, it's a gift. Money is scarce, and when you get given that responsibility, you need to take it seriously. It must be your focus. Thank you.
Very important point there raised. We have raised it also in the meeting. I think Honorable Ryder, thank you for reminding us that we don't just allocate money; we follow the money, and we want to make sure that money is spent and benefits those who are disadvantaged, who are meant to benefit from the allocated money. And we are not going to be satisfied by the monies that are being surrendered or sent back to Treasury. They must be spent. They should be planned. And thank you for that emphasis. Any other member who want to speak to the recommendations? Honorable Njatu?
Now, Chairperson, thank you very much. I think you have covered me, Chair, on the matter that as this committee, that the funds allocated, that we will follow those funds to make sure that the funds are spent effectively and efficiently, and the beneficiaries to be the most important to benefit. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Doesn't look like there's any other member who want to speak on this one. Can I get a mover that this is the true reflection of the discussions of the meetings, of the meeting?
I moved to
the report. The report. We are not adopting the minutes. We are adopting the report. Honorable Mama Rahani, are you moving for the adoption of the report?
Yes, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mama Marhani. Can I get a seconder?
Yeah, Ryder seconds, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Ryder. The next set, the third report. Okay, this is the third report, land care program, the expenditure and performance thereof. Let's go, let's move. This is page one, page two, and three of the report on the subject matter. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven, feel free to stop us, honorable members, if you are too fast, there are recommendations. Honorable Okamp.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, yeah, I think with regards to 7.3, we can just maybe scroll down to 7.3, please. There's a sentence there that does not make sense. I'm going to read it. The transferring officer should ensure that consequence management is implemented as provided for in the Division of Revenue Act and that other public finance management prescripts are followed. That's perfect. Now, when necessary, to enforce compliance. Good. But now the part that I don't understand coming. However, the committee is of the view that this should not be done at the expense of poor South Africans and service delivery. I do not see the link between enforcing consequence management and following Public Finance Management Act prescripts and then it having a negative effect on the poor and on service delivery. I think that sentence should be changed. But then I want to come to the general aspects of this. And I know that we discussed this, but I think we as a committee need to, in the future, give guidance on this. I've looked through all this and we've listened through what was presented. Now, if you look at, for example, fencing, Limpopo put up 33 kilometers of fencing. It sounds a lot, but it's not. A small team can put up a kilometer of fencing per day very easily. The Northwest province put up 14 kilometers of fencing. What are they going to do with 14 kilometers of fencing in a huge province like the Northwest? When it come to control of weed and invader plants, Gauteng zero, Northwest zero, the Northern Cape did 4,759 hectares. Again, that sounds like a lot. In the Northern Cape with its vast expanse, that is one farm. One farm where invader plants maybe were killed or whatever. I've got a farm there and we used to have a farm there and we used to do these invader plants, killing of them. And it is one team with the necessary poison that can easily in 2 weeks' time do 5,000 hectares. So we must not let the figures blind us and think that there's a lot of work that has been done. I do want to, however, say what happened this week in the Northern Cape. We had huge amounts of veld fires. And some of the amounts that's allocated through this grant can be used for disasters as well. And for the first time that I am aware of, the Department of Agriculture in the Northern Cape came in and they made money available for aircraft that assisted us with the fighting of those fires, without which we would not have won those fires. So for the first time, I think that this grant in the Northern Cape was really allocated towards improving conditions there. They saved literally hundreds and thousands of hectares by making this money available. So I think we should relook the reasons behind this and what should be done with this money. To have a meeting with a few people and explain to them how to take out invader plants, I think that sometimes is defeating the idea of this bill. So we need to look at this. I mean, if you look at conservation of water sources, both Gauteng and Northern Cape did zero. Rangeland management, Gauteng and Northern Cape did zero. Now, conservation of water sources in a province like the Northern Cape is a very important thing because it's a very arid province. So I think we need to, in conjunction with the government, with the department, look at what should be the real issue behind this. We must remember again, I spoke to Honorable Ryder this morning, and he made the point, and he's right, that there are people behind this. If we look at these veld fires, there's a lot of people that did not lose their jobs because veld fires were stopped. If those farmers didn't have grazing, they would not have money to put food on their tables and to pay their people. So we need to know that people are behind this. So, yeah, that's just general inputs, but I think if we look at 7.3, if we can maybe change that, I would appreciate it. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, I think there's no trench mesh in the removal of the of this sentence that you're speaking about, because I think the first part of the paragraph, I definitely agree with it, but I think I'm also struggling to make sense on the second part. However, the committee is of the view that this should not be done at the expense. What should not be done at the expense? Implementation of the Division of Revenue Act, or consequence management, Mr. Dlomo.
Thank you, Chair. Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Good morning, Chairperson, honourable members and colleagues. Just to clarify this part of the paragraph, it's basically to indicate that when there is an enforcement of compliance, the consequence management issues, that should be done. We should strike a balance. In other words, the government should strike a balance. When applying consequence management or enforcing compliance, that should not compromise what you call service delivery on the ground. For example, Chair, if I may make an example, in the past, you've seen instances where when funds are withheld because of the non-compliance issues that arose from the receiving officers, which is the provincial departments, municipalities, then the national department will decide to follow the Division of Revenue Bill, where a provision will say that funds can be withheld when there's non-compliance. And when that happens, the victims of that particular conduct, which is a good conduct, by the way, but it eventually affects the people on the ground. The committee has raised that issue in the past to say, when these funds are withheld, it must not compromise the service delivery because people on the ground becomes the victim. So this sentence is trying to express that particular notion that there must be a striking of a balance. When you enforce compliance, you enforce consequence management, you should not compromise the service delivery on the ground because it ultimately affects the poor people. But I, there is no harm, Chair, in removing it if the committee feels that way. Thank you very much, Chair.
Yeah, I think your clarity is also giving sense as you speak to us in the meeting. But for someone who's going to read the report, who is not or was not part of the meeting, it might bring confusion. Maybe we must meet each other 50% or have a middle ground to simplify it so that when there's an implementation of division of revenue, it should not be used selectively in terms of the clause that speaks to the withholding of the money. And the withholding of the money, we know it disadvantages the disadvantaged people at the ground, to the poor of the poorest. So, but the way it is, it's conflicting the two sentences on the paragraph. Let me hear Honorable Ryder.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I disagree strongly with the inclusion of the phrase in the report. And I'm holding up the Constitution. You can't see it. There it is. Okay, so I mean that's the document that we need to consider. I just grabbed it out of my bag quickly. And if one considers paragraph 216 of the Constitution, it relates to Treasury control. 2162 says that the National Treasury must enforce compliance with the measures established in terms of subsection 1 and may stop the transfer of funds to an organ of state if that organ of state commits a serious or persistent material breach of those measures. So what we're talking about is we're not talking about little small onyana skeletons that have been mentioned or whatever. These are serious issues, and there's a process that must be followed. And then 216.3 says a decision, quoting again, a decision to stop the transfer of funds due to a province in terms of section 2141 may be taken only in the circumstances mentioned in subsection 2, and that's important, may not stop the transfer of funds for more than 120 days. So, Chairperson, what we're doing with enforcing or forcing compliance and taking steps that are provided for both in the Constitution and the Division of Revenue Act is to ensure that people that are abusing funds, that are problematic, people that are not doing their work, are forced into compliance through withholding of the funds and the subsequent pressure that's put on there. We must remember that giving people money that they're going to spend on the wrong things or spend in incorrect manners or not spend at all is more problematic to the people on the ground that rely on government. So if we include this, it's almost playing the guilt card and saying, you know what, this guy's naughty, he's misbehaving, but if we take the money away, it's going to affect the guys that need the money. No, rather take it away in the short term. Okay, it's a short-term solution. We've just heard maximum of 120 days. It's a short-term issue to correct a bad behavior. In that 120 days, you need to take serious steps to fix the behavior, and then the funds can flow again. It's not a long-term delay, but it's a tool that must be used to ensure that government does its work properly on the ground. So I think that, I don't think Treasury forgets that there's people that are the beneficiaries. And I do think that we need to be able to take the steps, the consequence management, the consequence enforcement when it needs to happen. It's not taken lightly. And I think that sentence should actually just be jettisoned immediately. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Don't remove the sentence yet because I think we still need to come to the breaking down of the sentence and the thinking. What do we think behind this sentence? I was saying we need to amend it so that it does not confuse the person who was not in the meeting. Because from what you're explaining, the secretariat the support staff is explaining, is understandable but confusing if it's left the way it is. I hear what you're saying, Honorable Ryder. You say you are 100% against it. I'm not 100% against it. I'm saying let's meet each other on the way. But let's hear what the committee is saying. I see Honorable Ocamp is on the screen now. Honorable Ocamp.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, yeah, I think if you look at that whole paragraph, the reason why we at so many instances do not follow the necessary prescripts or public finance management prescripts is due to the fact that we do not have proper consequence management in place. If we had proper consequence management in place, adherence to those prescripts in the past would have been much better, and you will not get to a point where money is withheld. So I think consequence management is extremely important to prevent the non-adherence of these prescripts. It's very important that we must, in everything that we do, in every committee in Parliament, in every parliamentary plenary, in whatever we do, we must always have do stuff that it is not to the expense of any South African, especially the poor, and at the expense of service delivery. So that is a given. Nothing that we do should ever be going against what the poor needs or what is required for good service delivery. But I think we must, in this paragraph, look at the fact that consequence management is required in order to prevent those non-adherence of prescripts, and that we must always be looking after the welfare of all South Africans. But yeah, I think that can come out. It's, as you said, it is something that is not reading well there, and it is not necessary for this report. Other than this, I'm happy with the report, as with the inclusions of what I've said, but that is for the long term. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Okamp. I think the issue of the consequence management is something that we have always, since the start of this committee, in all our reports, we are talking about it wherever we are, whether we are debating, whether we're making presentations, whether we engage in any form, we are emphasizing that we are experiencing what we experience because of the consequence management. Honorable Dennis, you must tell him that he must wait for you to to switch off the
it's Honorable Seleko. He asked to greet you, Chair.
Yeah, I see. He's missing me. I'll see him next week. He's part of the meeting. He's welcome. Honorable Titoit.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I agree that sentence must be removed. The way legislation is written, it makes provision, therefore, that, well, it's written to be to the advantage of the poor. So the removal of this specific sentence is of the utmost importance, because as Mr. Dlomo explained, it's open for interpretation with the sentence being in here, and we cannot allow that. Open for interpretation means there's a grey area. We can't allow grey areas. Legislation is in place. The constitution is clear. I support the removal of the sentence.
I hear you, Honorable Detroit, that you supported the removal, but what you are saying that the sentence is open for different interpretation. It came from me, not from Mr. Dlomo. Mr. Dlomo was clarifying and justifying why they thought as a team they should add the sentence. I was saying if an ordinary person or any other person reads this report and see this, not having had an opportunity to hear us debating it or hear the support staff or the crafters of the report and us debating, will not have the same understanding that we are having. It will be confusing. And I suggested that we meet each other on the middle. And I just want to believe, taking from what Honorable Okamp have said, saying that everything that we're doing, we are making sure that we are striving for the benefit of the poor of the poorest. And I hope that the word African is not what is triggering the debate or the removal. Can I now for the last time hear from members who have not spoken if
It says South Africans, not Africans, eh?
I did explain what is happening with my screen earlier. Can I hear from members who have not spoken on the matter so that we can move? If there's no one who to die, if there's no, it's not, this is not a train smash.
Okay.
It has not changed the content. Yes, Honorable Ngatu.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, when I read the paragraph from the beginning, from the start, is saying that the transferring officer is referring to the authority of the transferring officer to implement the consequent management to ensure, I think, as this committee in terms of our oversight, that the implementation of the consequent management must be in terms of looking at when those who are not adhering, not to affect the poor. So maybe, for example, in terms of striking balance, is that in that area, when the funds are being withheld or stopped due to those who are not adhering, and it's affecting other poor people who are genuine beneficiaries and need the funds at that time. So I'm just looking in terms of how it was being explained in terms of striking the balance, so that it not be a one size fits all, so that it looks at in terms of the one is not affecting the other. I think that is how I understand it, Chair.
Okay. The sentence is saying, however, the committee is of the view that this should not be done at the expense of poor South Africans and service delivery. However, as much as we do emphasize the consequence management, but also making sure that the provision for the division of revenue is enforced and public finance management prescripts are followed, this should not be done at the expense of poor South Africans and service delivery. I still feel that we should put a sentence that explains that we caution whoever or the government as they implement this, that they don't find a loophole within the division of revenue, as Mr. Lomo has helped us, that they don't use that to disadvantage the beneficiaries. Is Mr. Advocate, are you on the platform to can help us meet each other so that we can pass this? Is Advocate on the platform, Libabalo?
No, Chairperson. No, Chairperson.
Okay. We don't have Advocate on the platform. Mr. Domo, is there a way that you can track the sentence? Did you remove it? No, don't remove it yet. After we have made input, all of us, there's a gray area in the Division of Revenue Act that we have mentioned, but for us to cover us and also to protect the poor of the poorest, the poor South Africans, how do we put this sentence in a simpler, user-friendly way, that each and everyone who is going to read this report of ours in our absence is going to understand what we want to emphasize, because we don't just have to put this consequence management, enforcement of this prescripts and all that. We have been saying that, but we're saying people must not find a loophole in the prescripts to disadvantage or to steal from the poor. In as far as this grants are concerned, Mr. Domo, is there a way of helping here?
Yeah, Chair. Thanks, Chairperson. I think, Chair, the input that you've just made now changes the context of the sentence, of which I think it doesn't clash that much with what other members are saying, because now the loophole in the legislative framework that may be used to disadvantage the poor has not been part of the context. So we can probably panel beat it along those ways, as we have said. Let me craft something, Chair, and I will send it to the colleagues for. In the meantime, probably committee can move on to the next paragraph.
Let me see. There's something that also.
Sorry, Chair, if I may, I posted something in the chat. Unfortunately, I've posted it twice.
Yeah, I'm checking it. I'm checking what you have posted there, Honorable.
Okay, Chair. Sorry, just to note that it pasted twice as I. So it's a lot shorter than it says. It's just a replacement sentence for that very specific sentence.
Oh, okay. However, the committee, it comes twice, I see. However, the committee is of the view that this should be done strictly in terms of paragraph 216 of subsection 3 of the Constitution to ensure government acts in the interests of poor South Africans and service delivery. I think this sounds better. It really does. Mr. Zemo?
Yeah, Chair, I've just gone through the input by Mr. Ryder. Yeah, I think we're in agreement with it, because it's more specific on the provision of the Constitution. But it does support this particular sentence that the committee said you must remove it. But the only difference is that it's quoting the Constitution, and I think it sounds much better now with his input. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Honorable members, we seem to be agreeing with the changes, and Honorable Ryder, you made it easier for us to rephrase the sentence. Honorable Njatu?
Yeah, Chairperson, I think I am in concurrence, is that nothing must be diverted from the Constitution. And the priority is that the committee to ensure that the poor is not the poor South Africans are not affected. So I fully support that, Chair. I think that sentence is taking us forward.
Thank you very much. With that amendment having agreed on it, can I get a mover? Work on that rephrasing, Mr. Jomo. Can I get a mover? Oh, we still move to the next page.
Let's Chair, there's still another page to exhaust.
Okay, can you work on that rephrasing, please? I know that was almost the last.
Yes, Chair, we're working on it.
Okay. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the report with that, please, with that rephrasing or amendment?
Chairperson, I propose the adoption.
Okay, Honorable Jadu is proposing adoption. A seconder?
Chairperson, I second. With the inclusion of that, I second.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Okam. Let's go to the next report. ECD, the grant on ECD. Let's move downwards. Let's move to page 2. Let's move to page 4. I'm sorry, 3. Let's move to page 4 now. And page 5. Page 6. And page 7. Page 8, we go to 9. We are on 10 now. Let's go to page 10. Is there anything that has been added here? Lubabalo, I see you're going back to page 9.
No, Chairperson, this is the end of the report, Chair, at 7.6.
Okay. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the report? Thank you, Honorable Njatus. Moving, seconder, I'll take Honorable Lilia Tshabane as seconding the report, not dissenting view, I hope. Let's go to the next and the last report. Like I indicated when we started that we have 4 reports. We're now going to the last report.
Hello, Chair.
Yes, sir.
According to my records, this was the last report. We are going to the minutes now.
Didn't we have 4 reports? How many reports did you come with?
We have done all 4, Chair.
Is it? Well,
yes.
Because we have spent much time on the other report, so I thought it was the second report. Thank you for reminding me. The minutes, the third... who's that?
Chairperson, Mr. Lomu.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Maybe before you proceed with the minutes,
uh-huh.
May I request that I've just sent the report to Mr. Nodada and Estelle to flag that report for the benefit of the committee with the inclusion of Mr. Ryder. The one that has just been adopted, just for the benefit of the committee.
Okay, can you do that? And just flag the edition, not the whole report. Just got done. Yeah. However, the committee is of the view that this should be done strictly in terms of paragraph 216.3. of the Constitution to ensure government acts in the interest of poor South Africans and service delivery. That's the way it was it's captured. We agree with the capturing.
That looks good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Can we now go to the minutes? Minutes of the 7th of September 2022. Attendees, Page 2, still attendees. Page 3, attendees and starting of the meeting. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. And 7. That's the last page. Actually, the content of the minutes are ending at page 6. Can I get a mover? That this was the true reflection of the meeting of the 7th of September, 2022.
Happy to move for adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ryder. Is moving. A seconder?
Molesani, seconding. Molesani, seconding. Before you start, I said it.
Yeah, the signal. You got the signal. Thank you, honorable members, for the cooperation and making sure that we process what is expected of us. And we also want to thank the Secretariat for processing your request that our meetings should start at 10 and no more 9, because in most cases you have indicated that we found that most members who are the whips are not part of our meeting. So we have been granted a permission to start at 10. Thank you very much, honorable members. Unless otherwise there's something that is pushing us, we will always try to start our meetings at 10 o'clock. I'm wishing you well in your work going forward, because I know you can't say you are done for the day. It never happens with us. Thank you very much. And also alternate members, thank you very much for attending our meetings. Thank you. The meeting ends here.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay.